Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Philadelphia police investigating after they say a man was killed after a shooting broke out. South Philadelphia happened last night just before sunset, 1500 block of Snyder Avenue. Police say they found a 25-year-old man who'd been shot multiple times, pronounced dead just a short time later. They believe the victim was shot at least 40 times while he was riding his bicycle and even while he was on the ground. They say that he lived just about five blocks from where the shooting happened, where he was gunned down. It was caught on camera, they say, by a local business, as well as a SEPTA bus that was passing through the area. So they're looking through that. The video shows, they say, the victim riding down the street. Three guys get out of a dark-colored sedan, possibly a Nissan, and just opened fire, just executing him.
I'm sorry, you said 40 times? He was shot 40? Times
40-0.
I don't think in the history of this show, I don't think I've ever heard you report that many bullets being discharged.
We don't have the motive. We don't have, you know, they're releasing some of the video and they'll be talking more today to give more details. But
I mean, obviously it was orchestrated and there was something involved there.
Yeah, this was,
you don't just shoot somebody 40
times. Does not appear to be random.
No. This isn't Denzel Washington at the end of Training Day when he gets executed by the Russians. Like 40 times?
40.
Jeez.
Good Lord. The family will take you to the suburbs where the family of 12-year-old Melinda Hoagland, actually, the lawsuit I'm about to tell you about, is filed on behalf of the sisters of this little girl. She weighed just 50 pounds at the time of her death, and the sisters have filed this lawsuit. Lawyers for the girl's estate say there was a systematic failure that led to her death. So she had been taken out of the custody of her own parents, and the suit claims that Melinda Hoagland was failed by the system at many levels of government, including the school district, county child services. They allege that her father, Rendell Hoagland, his girlfriend, Cindy Warren, tormented and beat the girl. The video players, authorities also said that some of this horrific abuse was actually captured on surveillance cameras inside the couple's Chester County home. And so in this case, the sisters are saying that, or they're her adult half-sisters. They're suing Chester County Children, Youth, and Families, Coatesville Area School District, as well as other government agencies. She had repeated absences. It's a horrific story, but the sisters are saying that the county had been called in, even the school. She had been found to, she was taking food in school and, you know, storing it in her locker. And so there were some, apparently a teacher or teachers, they were saying something's not right here, had called the county. And so the adult half-sisters are saying that this little girl was failed horribly by, you know, obviously the parents are facing charges, but as well, this is a situation where they say Chester County, as well as the school district, everybody in this child's life failed her.
I'm sure that Children and Youth would have intervened if the parents were not acknowledging the child by their proper pronouns, though. But this type of abuse can just go almost unaccounted for by the authorities. I mean, you talk about a systematic failure. That's terrible.
It's just horrible. We have, and Nick, you had mentioned, you're going to talk about some Trump news. I know that Trump is in New Jersey today, expected to hold a news conference in his Bedminster Golf Club. But I'll take you to Soutertown, where the school board meeting was canceled last night after the community, many in the community, are now demanding that the board address what they call a lewd comment that one of the board members allegedly has put out there on social media regarding Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
You know, I saw this story. I think, Stalker, you had this in our email last week and for one of our shows, and we never got to it. But this is in regards to a comment that this board member made on social media in a negative fashion about Kamala, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So this all started, as you say, it started a week or so ago. This individual, William Formica, he allegedly put out a post on his social media account on X accusing Harris of performing sex acts to get ahead in her political career, the Willie comments, etc.
Yeah, which is certainly a narrative or maybe even factual out there, allegedly. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was an original thing, if he liked it or retweeted something. I don't have that. I can't remember. I know that we did have it in our stack from Greg a couple weeks ago, but he was absent from last night's board meeting. And within minutes, many in attendance, they're pressing the board about his post and demanding that he resign. So we have that going on.
Okay.
Despite many repeatedly, despite this, many are asking the board members just to amend their meeting agenda to include discussions about his comment. And so there's a lot of back and forth on this one.
Okay.
Consequence culture. You don't have to put everything on social media.
Stupid. Not everything needs to be on Twitter.
Just stop. Just stop with your dumb opinions.
Some
That's
people
what
just really.
Is for.
Some people really just nuke themselves, don't they?
Yes.
Like there's just a lot of people, and again, I hate cancel culture.
It's consequence culture.
Okay.
That too.
But now, are we going to go through?
Because I agree with this. Let's defend this.
No, he shouldn't.
I don't agree. What I'm saying is
just totally self-inflicted.
If we're going to be fair, then we need to go through all of the board members' social media. And did any of them did they retweet or make any comment about Trump ever?
Well, we know how that works. Yeah.
Did anybody make any comments about anything anybody?
I'm sure if there was a sexual tweet about Trump and Stormy Daniels, that would not result in, consequence culture. I got you there. But it's just like, and I'm not even mad that the guy said it because, I mean, it could very well be
everybody's
true.
Everybody's been making jokes about it.
It's just these. Some
everybody's
people,
been making, okay.
Some people
they
just
haven't?
Gotta stop posting it. No, you're like you're right. I agree with both of you. The double standard of social media political commentary. You say one thing, they come for your throat. You say something else, it's ha ha ha, that was funny, it's true. But like, it's just these people. If you're a school teacher, just stay the hell out of politics. Just don't post it. It's just not going to benefit you.
Yeah, because my only point is if you're going to have professional standards, then make sure that you are consistent with those professional standards.
Yep.
That's my only point. I'm not, look, I'm sure this individual's a community member, a dad. You know what I mean? It's like his kids are probably like, Dad, do you have to comment on that?
Certain public figures have to be careful with what they say. And also, it depends on who you are. I sent you guys a clip for the cut sheet from Kirk Herbstreit of ESPN. He's just going off, but he makes $17 million a year and is probably above consequence culture. Whereas a school board member making 80 grand a year probably won't survive that. Different rules for different fools, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I don't have information if the board, do they have a code of conduct? Do they all follow it? So that's the conversation that they all should have if they want to keep politics seriously out of all this.
And it also depends, honestly, I think, maybe I'm wrong here, but what school district you work in and which one you live in? Mm-hmm. This guy said this in a ruby red school district in Florida. Maybe doesn't face the same consequences as in Bucks County.
I doubt it. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has to do with just the nature of a tweet. Look, I'm not like some guy who's like, you need to monitor everybody's social media. But if you post stupid stuff and your employer doesn't like it, then there's going to be consequences.
In regards to that, isn't it funny, too, how if he would have just said this in front of like a supervisor at school in the cafeteria, it's probably a nothing burger. Yeah. But because it lives on a page and people can see it,
of course,
the reaction is different.
Because everybody has to put their dumb thoughts on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
I think the best point that I saw some of the parents making.
By the way, not that it's a dumb thought because it's kind of funny, but you know what I mean. Every stupid thought they have in their head, like, I need to tweet that. I need to put that on Instagram or Facebook. Stop.
There's a different triggering effect to humans when they see something they don't like in writing as opposed to what they just hear in passing.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I think the best point is some of the people, and there were a lot of people were saying, you know, hey, I don't agree with what he put on there, but the guy's he is a good advocate for students, and, you know, we want to give him the benefit of the doubt if he just deleted it or issued an apology. But because they do, you know, there are guidelines and rules that the students and the teachers have to follow, you know, and especially the teachers. So they're just saying they were talking about consistency.
I mean, how many radio hosts have you guys seen in your careers or TV people that have gotten fired for stuff they posted on social media?
Oh, in sports, for sure.
I mean, like, that's all I'm saying. Is that, like, you know, you can post whatever you want to. Yeah. This guy is free to post whatever he wants to, but there's consequences from it. That's it. The end.
A lot of sports guys do that, and then they get fired, and then they come back a couple of years later.
Yeah.
So we have that going on.
Bombs and
what do you mean?
Walking away.
Well, speaking of bombs, and this is a good bomb or a grand slam, this was our Phils. We'll end with the Fish. They beat the Fish 9-5. Woohoo! I'm so excited that
you're back on the Schwarber, band. You're back.
Grand slam. We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
And
I'm so excited for the Phillies that I won't even watch the Eagles-Patriots preseason game now.
And so it's 6:05 tonight, and starting a new series with the Nationals, right? And then when can we see this with you?
No, it's going to be like 4:10 to 5:20. They're going to, you know, I don't even think we're
prime time, Don. Yeah.
That's fun. That's cool, though.
They're not. Those I don't even know that they're going to give us three innings. I think it's just going to be like an hour and 10 minutes on a clock. And then as soon as 5:20 hits, they're going to be like, "Hey, get the hell off the field! Here comes Schwarber."
It's a great. It's a great charity. It's a great organization.
And
I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah.
I love the Police Athletic League.
Thank God you're doing it, not me.
We are sponsored by Budget Blinds. Summer's a great time. Brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, motorization. Greg Stocker loves.
Yes,
you love.
I do.
Like your entire home. Do you have the motorization?
Of course I do.
Oh my God.
For your blinds.
I press a button and my blinds shut.
I love it, your Budget Blinds.
Road Warrior on the YouTube chat says, I think Stocker just insulted 98% of us. No, I didn't. You can put anything. We all post stupid opinions. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun loving pejorative.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Free speech lives here, but
absolutely
there are consequences.
I insulted my business. I said that's what talk radio is for.
Man. Well, just visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. The only no questions asked warranty in the entire business. Thank you, Budget Blinds, for sponsoring edition number one, Kale and Company, this Thursday morning.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:17, let's get to a Thursday big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by United Tire. The Big Take, unite around green. Have you ever been around somebody who doesn't like money, who doesn't want to have cash in their pocket, who'd love to have, I don't know, valuable gold in their possession? Just ask Bob Menendez, for that matter. I've never met someone who enjoys being broke. Donald Trump should start crafting and shaping his campaign message around uniting the country through one common word, prosperity. He did that a little bit yesterday in Asheville, North Carolina. More on that coming up later in the show. But I would have him sum it up like this. Quote, no matter if you are a Republican or Democrat, conservative or progressive, white or black, male or female, gay or straight, under me, every single one of you will be much better off financially with me than with Kamala Harris as your president. That is the ad right there. As we've heard before, It's the economy, stupid. And I think really right now, the economy has jumped ahead of the border as the number one issue in this country. The latest financial news coming down as we were in the middle of Kale and Company yesterday. And another phrase rings true. If we aren't feeling it, it ain't happening. The Associated Press with the headline, breaking, U.S. inflation slowed again in July, clearing the way for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting rates. Axios with the headline, inflation drops below 3% for the first time since 2021. Heather Long is a columnist and editorial board member of the Washington Post. She tweeted, quote, the July inflation report is good news. Low inflation for food and energy and deflation for some other things. In July, inflation cooled to 2.9%. That's a great inflation report. It's looking more and more like the inflation battle in the U.S. is done, end quote. If I hear someone say inflation is cooling one more time, I might throw my flip-flops at them. Mainstream media loves to tell you everything is going just fine as we enter back-to-school shopping season and an election coming up on November 5th, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's all nonsense. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a stock market implosion for a brief period, as many economically savvy people have said that this economy is artificial and doom and gloom could occur at some point in 2024 or in early 2025. And I want you to listen and watch this lady right here in Philadelphia. This African-American woman describes the horrors of today's economy from a cost of living standpoint. Listen and watch this.
How hard has inflation hit you?
It hit me hard. It's hitting me hard.
What do you blame for it?
I blame the federal government at this point. If a working class mom who works as a paralegal cannot buy a $2 bell pepper because it's now $5, imagine a mother living on food stamps. Mm. Imagine a mother who's making minimum wage trying to feed children. Mm. They're killing us without killing us. If you understand that. They're killing us without telling us they're killing us. They're hurting people in ways that they can't help themselves. It's either feed my child or, well, how about feed my children and I don't, but I have to go work.
You think she wants to hear about the cooling and the easing of inflation? Don't think so, because here are the facts. Since Kamala Harris stepped foot in the White House as Joe's sidekick, gas is up 50%. Electricity up 31%, groceries up 22%, going out to eat up 23%. And by the way, have you noticed the bottomless fries? They're not bottomless anymore. Baby food up 30%, rent up 22%. Meanwhile, real average weekly earnings are down 3.9%. And if you were fortunate enough to get a raise on your income, it's not coming close to the cost of living expenses. But I'm sure if you go to your boss and say, hey, Skip, what about that 27% raise? They'll gladly fork it over to you, right? But what about the young demo, the Gen Z crowd? They like money too, right? They want to be wealthy and be able to eat, right? Here's Bo Loudon, 17-year-old conservative social media influencer who we referenced a few days ago on this show. He's a friend of Barron Trump's, and he has joined the Trump campaign to be a social media outreach team to Gen Z. I want you to listen to what he had to say on behalf of Gen Z and having money in their pockets. This was on Fox News. Listen and watch this.
What issues are so essential to the Gen Z voter that the Trump campaign needs to hammer home in order to win them over?
Well, I think, there's a lot of statistics being put out on how unhappy Gen Z is with their finances, you know, with how brutal our economy is. And that's the number one thing Trump did. Trump had a booming economy. Our economy thrived on he didn't run America, you know, like all these other presidents. He ran like a businessman, and he made it thrive like one of his businesses. So, you know, with President Trump, people know that their pockets will be full. And they know that their families would be protected, their border would be secured. And, it is interesting how Kamala's kind of chasing Trump's accomplishments like a trail of cookies. You know, he wants to say no tax on tips, which is great for a lot of Gen Z. Put me in the hard 9 to 5 hours. Now she's saying no tax on tips. And he wants to secure the border and keep us safe. Now she wants to secure the border. But the thing is, everyone's saying, you're president now. You know, you're in the office now. Why not do it now? I don't know. Instead of making all these promises.
Pretty bright guy for 17 years old, if I must say so myself. Doesn't matter if you're 18, 29, 48, or 69, money talks. Always has, always will. Here's some further context from the July CPI numbers, courtesy of Fox Business. Listen and watch this.
Real average weekly earnings for the month of July actually down 0.2%. Energy prices unchanged. Food prices jumping 0.2%. And then if you get into a couple of other things here, housing still a little sticky there, up 0.4%. And I'm giving you month over month numbers just to be clear here.
Yeah, still a little sticky. But don't worry, if Kamala Harris gets your vote, she will fix it all, starting right off the top in January of 2025. When the reality is, Kamala and Joe have had since January of 2021 to fix it. I guess the economy is a lot like a booster. The seventh time should do the trick. I gave you a local woman earlier in the Big Take here from Philadelphia. But what about families around the country? Here's what Americans have to do all around our great nation. Listen and watch this montage.
Nicole says, this economy is so bad. My husband and I are considering selling our house and living in an RV because we struggle to pay our mortgage, even groceries for just two people. I can't leave the grocery store for less than $200 with almost nothing in the car.
That is terrible. David says, my wife and I are on fixed incomes. The economy is killing us. Goes on to say, we can't afford gas, groceries to last us all month. Last month, we ate corn on the cob for 4 days till we finally got our Social Security check. It's miserable trying to live in this economy.
By the way, Trump wants to take, he doesn't want to tax you on your Social Security check.
And Ainsley Elizabeth is from your home state of South Carolina.
She says we cannot fill up our gas tanks anymore, just a little bit at a time as needed. Grocery bill is now $1,000 to $1,500 per month. I had to apply for food assistance for my children. My husband works all day and all night doing side jobs and extra work.
Bidenomics, baby, right there, front and center. And that's why Kamala is pivoting. According to multiple Axios reports from Mike Allen and Jim Vandehei, Harris will be in North Carolina on Friday to outline plans to lower the costs of healthcare, food, and housing. Wasn't Trump just in Carolina yesterday talking about the economy? Copycat. Polls show an opening to reset on the economy, according to reports, with inflation and a chance for Kamala to separate herself from Bidenomics. Also, reports show that Harris won't say it publicly, but she wants to distance herself from Joe as part of redefining herself. First up, rising prices. Now look, she can do this. The media can spin it, but she is to blame for this. Literally, she was the tiebreaker. Here she was as the tiebreaking vote on HR 5376, better known to you as the Inflation Reduction Act. Listen and watch this final clip.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody's giggling or clapping when they get their monthly energy bills, $740 billion. See, the reality is this, you can keep kicking the can down the road, but the tab's never going to go away, and eventually it catches up to you. Now imagine what will happen with another 4 years in the White House, or dare I even hypothesize 8 years. Can you imagine her being at the White House for 12 consecutive years as the Veep and POTUS? If you value your paycheck, November 5th for Kamala Harris should be a hard pass. And that's the Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by United Tire. Stop by United Tire and say what you want. You can trade in your tires and you'll get $100 off of four new tires. And you'll get no-fault road hazard coverage for free. That's right, free. That includes free maintenance like rotations, flat repairs, and more. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. 855-839-1210 on social media. 1210 WPHT. Let it rip in the YouTube chat. Fire up those voice messages as well. We'll come back, get people's thoughts and reaction on the economy report from yesterday, and also what's going on internally with the Trump campaign. Are we getting ready for a staff shakeup? Back after this on a Thursday. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My favorite time of year is approaching. That's right, fall, and you know what that means, football. So it's what a better time than right now to get in on all the action early in the season, right? Before the season actually starts. Now it's the second preseason game tonight. Tons of different player props like passing yards, touchdowns, rushing and receiving, totals, and more. You can also, there's also great team markets. You can bet on if the Birds will make the playoffs, win the division, Super Bowl, all kinds of stuff. And you can parlay together different picks on an even bigger payout. Where do you do this all? FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg, to sign up right now. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHT and the NFL. 21 and over, present PA, first online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Stickball Russ. Not pickleball Russ, though. He says, you're correct that Kamala was the tying vote on things that caused the inflation mess, but wrong thinking that Gen Z likes money. They'll vote for Kamala and then complain about being broke. So these economic numbers came down yesterday. I think it was close to 8:45, 9 o'clock. And I know, Dawn, you're always looking at what the Fed might do. Your thoughts on not only the economic news from yesterday, but you've got young boys. I'm assuming that your young boys like to have more money than less money. Just a hunch?
Well, they're teenage boys, so all they do is eat.
Right, and that costs money.
You know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
So we are always at the grocery store.
Yes.
And so that's, I mean, that's just it. Everybody, you know, and that's what struck me, what strikes me about this mom who you feel for, and she talks about, you know, bell peppers. And I thought, yeah, right? Bell peppers. I mean, stuff that used to be, you know, you didn't think twice about it. And everything except bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas, like we talked about, they're so, you could get like two bunches for under $3 if
yep.
you go to the right place, right? But everything else is through the roof. Mm-hmm. And then forget about, you know, forget about beef, especially. That is the most, that's so, like a good steak.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so now it's like a ground turkey economy or something.
No, you're totally right. And it's just so frustrating because you heard that lady, and I think we had that for, maybe it was on the cut sheet a few days ago, we played that, and I wanted to recycle it back through because of the economic news from yesterday. And look, even in a good economy, a paralegal's not living some luxurious life. But if you're a paralegal and you're living in today's economic days, you feel like you are in the lower class. You're barely able to make ends meet. And, you know, some people just don't work hard and they're broke because they don't put in the time. So I don't feel bad for you. But those that are, you know, perhaps handicapped or disabled and have, you know, some sort of issue and you're living legitimately, you know, at basically minimum wage the salaries. How the hell does anybody survive? I have no idea. I mean, you're living like a college kid in a dorm room right now. And you see all these numbers and the way they tried to spin this. Well, inflation. Yeah, but look at the cost of everything still. That's, and I gave you those figures in the big take. Rent, gas, groceries, on down the list. You know, Trump said in one of those Truth Social posts a couple days ago, make America affordable again. And he was talking a lot about the economy. I flipped on Fox right at 5 o'clock yesterday and they were literally going from Cavuto to the five and they broke right in and Trump's in Asheville, North Carolina. I thought he was really, really good. He was very, very, very focused. And he was just focused on three or four main issues. And, you know, we always hear from these people, well, what's your actual plan to make things cheaper for us? And he gave a new plan yesterday. Forget tax on Social Security. Forget tax on tips. His goal, if reelected, is to reduce energy costs and your electricity bill and things like that by 50 to 70%. Now, my PICO bill just came yesterday. If I'll tell you right now, if he gets anywhere close to 50%, if he's reelected by chopping that down to 40, 50, 60% lower than what it is now, that and now extrapolate that over the course of 12 months, there's maybe the summer vacation you couldn't afford to do. There's 3 days down at Avalon that maybe wasn't in your bank account. So it's these little things, and you sit there, well, my energy bill was $1.50. Well, who cares if it's a 75? All right. Well, take 75 times 12.
Do a little Bidenomics. What does that add up to be? Yeah, you might be able to go down to Wildwood for 2 days and three nights. All of a sudden, it matters. So I think it'll be interesting to see what Copycat does on Friday in North Carolina, because now all of the people that carry her water, Dawn, are saying she's trying to privately distance herself from Joe on economic things. And apparently the first priority on Friday when she speaks will be going after price gouging, which if she's going to sit there and say that it's corporate greed, she's not distancing herself from Joe, because all Joe tries to do is talk about shrinkflation and that these companies are too greedy.
Yeah, and to say that it's corporate greed or company greed and blame companies who are trying to survive, and not just corporations, everybody, is they know full well that that's not true. And and so it's such a lie.
It is.
You know, and it's disgusting. And so Trump is wise to come out and continue to hammer and just talk about things like energy, taxing your money that you have to pay to tap into your money. And that is a winning message, and it gets them away from all the other junk. And then at the end of the day, people can say, okay, even if Kamala Harris, you know, like I said yesterday, okay, smart move that she's taking some of his good policies. Who do you trust more to install those policies? Is it an empty campaign promise? Is it real? And then how do they install those policies? He's a proven winner. He wins.
I will give you these numbers here just a moment on issue by issue as far as who you trust more. Latest polling numbers coming out. This was a Fox News poll, which I don't feel like I ever really cite too often. These ones seem to fly under the radar. Maybe it's because it's Fox News, so the perception is that it's skewed. But then again, you see CNN polls, and sometimes Trump does well in a CNN poll, and it's, you know, deemed and labeled to be a shock poll, so who knows. But he was great yesterday from the standpoint of, this was right around 10 after 5, almost quarter after 5. They kind of got out of it. I think he actually wrapped up around 5:17 p.m., and he said, talking about the economy, that he's going to make housing more affordable again, groceries, and car payments. Mm-hmm. And like, those are the three things that the common folk looks at, right? Okay, what's my mortgage or rent? What am I spending on a weekly, monthly basis at the grocery store? And what is my car payment, whether I'm financing it and I've bought it, or I'm leasing it, right? Like, those are like your three big things that you look at. And, you know, if you're doing your monthly statements at home, and then you kind of go from there, you know, what do you net? What are your other expenditures? You know, what's your Verizon Fios bill? Things like that. Yeah. And so I got this Fox News poll in front of me. So there's 11 different issues. And according to the Fox News poll, Trump leads Kamala 6-5 on the 11 issues. The 11 issues being the economy, border security, immigration, abortion, health care, guns, foreign policy, crime, uniting the country, Supreme Court nominations, and climate change. So Trump leads 6-5. But I would argue that Trump is up 5-0 on the 5 that matter most to the majority of the country. He's +6 on the economy, 52-46. That's a little concerning for me that it's not a bigger margin, but he's up 6 there. Border security, Trump leads Kamala by 19 points. Mm-hmm. Immigration, 14 points. Guns, only 3 points. I don't know about that. Foreign policy, 7 points. And crime, 5 points. So those are, I think, the major issues that Trump should be running on, right? Immigration, the economy, foreign policy, and crime. Harris leads the country on abortion, as expected, up 16. Healthcare, up 10. Trump did talk about getting more affordable healthcare yesterday in Asheville, North Carolina. Uniting the country, Kamala +5. Supreme Court nominations, Kamala +3. And then, of course, climate change, Kamala +18. So Trump has the 6-5 advantage, and really the only two areas where Kamala blows Trump out is abortion and climate change. So this pretty much has fallen on based on what Biden and Harris have been running on for 4 years and what Trump's been running on for 8 years.
Yeah, and I love when he said, you know what, Pennsylvania, I hope you're watching. He called us out here in Pennsylvania at the rally, talking about the fact that she has, over and over, she has vowed to ban fracking. And he said yesterday at that rally, that means she cannot win Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania is all about fracking. That's their biggest industry.
Yep.
Boom. Mm-hmm. And so now will she, and to me, if he should say that every time he speaks. Today he's going to be in Bedminster, right? He's going to speak it every interview, every time, he just keeps saying it over and over and over, because I don't care what she says currently, how she changes her story. She's part of an administration that she has to be. She is the vice president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him to keep saying that and just saying she's the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me, but yesterday when he said that, you know, she says she's going to do blah, blah, blah on day one. But for day one, that was, you know, nearly 4 years ago. I'm paraphrasing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Has he said that before? Day one for her was nearly 4 years ago?
He might have. I know J.D. Vance has.
Okay.
Vance has said it multiple times. I think especially on the Sunday circuit when he did that car wash of all the mainstream shows on Sunday morning, he definitely said, well, what has she been waiting for? She's been there for you know, 3 years and 10 months,
yeah.
and you know, they haven't been able to fix it. So it is fascinating. Let me just wrap with this here in the next 2 minutes. You know, I think you said a few days ago you had something in either a Big Three or the news about some rapper or hip-hop artist, I forget what it was, and I had no idea who it was that you were talking about. Maybe it's because you have young boys and I have young girls, so my world of music revolves around Taylor Swift when I'm in my car. But I was tipped off to this by a couple of people texting me in the last half hour. They said, check Meek Mill's Twitter feed. Now, I'm not a big hip-hop connoisseur, and I know this audience is not either, but I think most people have probably heard Philadelphia native Meek Mill, and if you don't, he's got about 11 million followers. And I got tipped off to this from a text saying, hey, check his Twitter feed from last night. So I pulled it up, and this is significant because maybe Meek Mill's a little older than the Gen Z crowd probably consumes. Maybe it's more for millennials, which maybe is a good thing for Trump. But Meek Mill tweeted, and take it for what it's worth. Again, I don't know if this is an endorsement. I don't know if endorsements matter, but it is what it is. He says, when I was locked up, TV programming taught me every detail about Stormy Daniels. That was when I learned the art of programming. I don't know, maybe he's going to be a brand manager in the twilight of his life. He says, my ex has turned back, I'm assuming not his ex-wife, but his ex-Twitter feed, has turned back to Trump life again. I never did a history check on Trump. He even been to my hood with OT7 mobbing. I have no idea what that last sentence basically means. I don't use that vernacular. But that, to me, looks like a very pro-Trump tweet from Meek Mill. So you sit here and we talk about the black vote. We've played you those clips of barbershops, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know if that's an official endorsement, but if it is, or if he does that in the future, does that help Trump a little bit in Pennsylvania? Does that help Trump with the black voter? Not sure if it does. But if I'm Kamala Harris, probably not too happy to see that. Just an assumption on my part for whatever the hip-hop endorsement game translates to today in politics.
And Meek Mill, that's an interesting journey because he's somebody who was in and out of the courts, had a battle with a local judge. And in the process of that, he garnered the support of people. I remember Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots,
who's
a Trump friend, supported him. And he you know, garnered some sort of unusual maybe supporters. And so he's had a really interesting journey as far as what he's been going through. But I think he has some mentors who he has, you know, become very friendly with, among them, like Robert Kraft, people like that, who defended him. It was a probation violation. He felt that the judge almost got personal with him, but the judge was saying, doesn't matter if you're famous, you still have to be accountable. And it made a lot of news, but he at the end of the day did get out of jail. And he's somebody also, I believe he and Jay-Z have been very supportive of the school vouchers and in Philadelphia schools. And that's another more of Trumpian kind of, or, you know, maybe a conservative talking point.
Dawn Stensland, hip-hop correspondent.
No.
Deep sources within the hip-hop game. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on hour number one. And I do want to get to these reports about Trump fuming and having meltdowns behind the scenes over not only J.D. Vance, but some of his top campaign staffers. We'll get to that as we continue. Dawn's news on the way as well. It's Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
To me, there's two things you could potentially shake up: the top of your campaign staff and your vice president. I will tease you with this answer.
Okay.
I would shake up one of the two.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Dawn?
I like that. Don't give me your full answer. Just tease me a little bit.
Yeah,
baby.
Tease you. Tease Greg back.
Ooh, I'm going to tease you.
Yeah. Tease for tease, tit for tat, the whole bit.
Yeah.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
I think that's the phrase. I don't know. I probably botched it.
Yeah. Well.
Nice tats.
Why, thank you.
No W in there, by the way.
I would say that Trump, I am going to tease this. Mm. I think that if he announces the two women that will be joining his joining his cabinet, campaign, whatever you want to say, two women.
Okay.
Two women on top.
All right. Two women on top.
Yep.
Nice.
That's my tease.
Think about that visually for the next 7 minutes, folks. 855-839-1210. Don will have some news, and then we'll expound upon this on the other side. Cut sheet coming up at 7:45 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.